like across the city in a way that no one has in a long time. Yeah, a lot of us didn't want to vote for a Democrat who we felt like we had to, you know, choose over another person. So yeah.
My name is Ben. I couldn't be more excited. Well, couldn't be more excited.
What group are you with?
I'm an organizer with Jewish Voice for Peace. We've worked really hard for this moment. I'm so excited to celebrate with everybody.
Did you think you'd see this day?
I was confident. I was confident.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you say about Donald Trump saying today that any Jew who votes for Zoran Mamdani is stupid?
It's anti-Semitic nonsense. It's bigotry, plain and simple. We're sick of anti-Semitism being weaponized against Palestinian people and against our own communities as well.
What do you want to see Zoran Mamdani do as mayor?
Make New York City a city for everybody, a city we can afford, a city where people can lead dignified lives.
My name is Rula Hajar. To say, I mean, it's been a very hard few years with the genocide, and this is the first good news that we've had. It feels like truly, truly good news, something to really look forward to and celebrate.
What about local issues here in New York? What's most appeals to you about Mamdani?
Well, I mean, I think I'm a social worker by training, and I think that the way that he is construing public safety issues as not criminalizing mental health issues is very, very significant, and I think will change how we think of safety and security in New York City, which is something that I know is on the minds of a lot of people.
My name is Jagpreet Singh. I'm the political director at Drum Beats, and I feel amazing. I feel ecstatic. I'm on top of the world. It's going to be a couple of days until I come back down.
Hi, my name is Nabila. I'm the youth organizer at Drum Beats.
It's well known that while young people are very enthusiastic, they're the least likely to vote.
Yeah.
What's your response to that?
I think this just goes to show when we have a candidate that actually cares about the popular issues that affect everyone, and someone who's charismatic and who doesn't talk down to you, you finally have a youth that's ready to show the energy they've always had. It's just that they've been marginalized all this time.
Hi, my name is Keanu Arpels Josiah. I'm with Sunrise Movement, New York City.
So, what are your feelings right now?
I'm joyful. This is the beginning of a new future for New York City, a future where we have a politics that works for our generation, for affordability, fights the climate crisis, fights the billionaire class taking over our government, stands up to fascism, and stands up for our issues. This is a moment where all of politics is changing. New York City is changing. New York City is standing up and demanding a different future for our world, for our country, and for our city. I couldn't be more excited.
How will it change what you do?
It means the same for us in some ways, and it means everything is different in other ways. It means collaboration. It means the politics of working with those in office to deliver the agenda, but it also means the politics of accountability. We need to be with Zoran celebrating today, and we need to be talking with him tomorrow to make his agenda a reality. We need to be standing alongside. We can't just be yelling at each other, but we have to have collaboration and accountability. And it means we need to fight Governor Hochul, who's trying to build fossil fuel pipelines through New York City that Mamdani opposes. We need to fight to tax the rich, and we need to fight Washington as it attacks our community.
My name's Simone Zimmerman. I'm part of the Jews for Zoran campaign. I'm on a board member of Jews for Racial and Economic Justice Action. And and I'm over the moon. I don't know. This is it. Trump called the Jews who voted for Zoran stupid. But look, we're in a moment right now where we have an administration that is using racism and fear and is sowing terror in cities around the country. And Jews are not different from many other Americans. We see the hatred and the racism that they're spreading, and we're terrified of it. And despite the fact that millions of dollars were poured into this race to scare the living daylights out of Jewish voters, I think we're going to see so many people see in Zoran a vision of safety and belonging in the city that they want to be part of, despite the fact that over and over again they were told, you don't belong, you don't belong. Zoran worked so hard to go to synagogues, to reach out to Jewish communities across the city, Jewish communities of such ideological and religious diversity, and say, you belong here. And I think people believe him, and I think that tonight we're seeing that.
My name is Fahad Ahmed, and I'm the director of Drumbeats. This campaign was successful because it had a movement behind it, and it was successful because it spoke to the material needs of people.
This is a very strong message to the entire country. It's not only Republicans who will organize against Mayor Mamdani. It's the Democratic Party as well. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah. You know, in our work, we talk about that it is the policies of the centrists, whether they're Democrats or some of the old Republicans, that created the conditions that caused the rise of the right. When people's needs aren't being met, they need an alternative. And so far, only the far right was providing an alternative in the form of authoritarianism, in the form of fascism, in the form of hate, turning against immigrants, against queer people, against Muslims. And what this campaign and our movement was able to do was offer a left alternative.
I'm James Davis. I'm the president of the Professional Staff Congress, CUNY, the CUNY Faculty and Staff Union.
You were among the first unions to endorse Zoran Mamdani.
We were. I mean, we've known Zoran since his time in the assembly. So we knew that even though he was a long shot candidate, he would have tremendous message discipline. And in a time like now, when there's Trumpism from the federal government, we also knew that his message was going to resonate among working New Yorkers. We see what President Trump has done with the budget bill as a massive transfer of wealth to the already wealthiest. So part of our agenda is making sure that there's additional progressive taxation so that the public services, including the City University of New York, can be properly funded so we can have not just an affordable education, but a high-quality education that our students deserve.
Jasmine Gripper, co-director of the New York State Working Families Party. We are feeling proud of our success. We endorsed Zoran early, and tonight he got over 140,000 votes on the Working Families ballot line. He himself voted for himself on the Working Families ballot line. So we're ready to continue to build power to make his agenda a reality to help all New Yorkers.
Waleed Shaheed, I'm a political strategist. I'm South Asian, I'm Muslim. I think the campaign that Zoran started was based in the fact that so many Muslim Americans, South Asian Americans, Arab Americans felt left out of the Democratic Party because of the party's support of Benjamin Netanyahu's war crimes. And Zoran made an effort to include those people in the Democratic Party, in the Democratic primary process, in a way that so many politicians were unwilling to do. And I think you're seeing the results of that tonight is that not only was it Muslims and South Asians and Arabs, but young Jews, young people of all backgrounds wanted to see a candidate who had conviction and courage, whether it was about opposing war and genocide or standing up to the real estate lobby in this city, that they wanted a candidate who was consistent. And I think Zoran represents that in many ways and is like represents the future of a lot of what American politics is going to look like.
I'm Shahana Hanif, New York City Council member representing the 39th District in Brooklyn, which includes Park Slope, Kensington, and I feel amazing.
So how will the City Council operate differently now with Mayor Mamdani?
Look, we'll have a partner. We will have a partner who shares similar values and a progressive agenda that has not been supported by Mayor Adams. You know, we had a mayor who consistently vetoed signature legislation that would transform New Yorkers' lives. He vetoed ending solitary confinement in our city jails. He vetoed adding bring more accountability and transparency to our police force. He vetoed expanding vouchers for people who are in shelters, warehoused for years. This mayor, this new mayor, cares so deeply about the working people, the working class people of New York City, and his agenda is more aligned with the current progressive New York City Council.
My name is Khalid Latif. I'm the director of the Islamic Center of New York City.
So here you are. Zoran Mamdani is about to take the stage. He has won the race for mayor. He will be the first Muslim mayor. Did you ever think you'd see this day?
Yeah, you know, it's so remarkable. I've known Zoran for years, and everything you see him to be and he presents himself as is who he actually is. Really sincere, deep conviction, a genuine love for people. And I think for us as Muslims in New York City, with so much of the rhetoric that we've seen over decades, but especially ramping up into this night, for him to come and win this so quickly, and so many people from so many walks of life being here behind him tonight, just as a testament to who it is he is, it's really remarkable.
Can you read that for me, what it says on the screen?
Zoran right now has over 50% of the votes, 972,000 votes in total, and it's just going to keep coming in. He's a remarkable young man, and New York is behind him right now.
Did you think this was possible?
You know, I think early on when he started, people probably didn't know what to expect. But as things started to go, I was there the night of the primary, and just the hope that was in the room and the sheer shock that people had that he won so quickly. I think everybody knew we were going to get to this place right now, and it's just the start of a lot of good things.
Hey!
Some of the many supporters and organizers at Zoran Mamdani's victory party at the Brooklyn Paramount as they learned Mamdani had won the New York mayoral race, defeating former Governor Andrew Cuomo. At Mamdani's celebration, I also had a chance to speak briefly with Democratic Congressmember Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York.
The new mayor of New York City, the first Muslim mayor of New York. Your thoughts?
I mean, Zoran Mamdani, of course, a historic candidate, a tremendous moment for the people of New York. We showed that we're not going to be bullied. We're not going to be intimidated. We're going to fight for working families. We're going to stand with immigrants. We're going to stand with the diversity of this city. And we're also going to make sure that, first and foremost, that this is a city that working people will not be displaced out of.
What do you say to President Trump, who says he'll withhold billions of dollars from New York, make it impossible for Zoran Mamdani to govern?
Well, you know, I think that President Trump was born in New York City, and he knows that if you mess with New York, you mess with the whole country. And so, you know, I think this isn't a city that doesn't fight back.
I also spoke with the Canadian journalist, author, and activist, and professor, Naomi Klein.
Start off by saying your name and your feelings right now.
My name is Naomi Klein, and I'm levitating. This is such an incredible proof of concept of how to fight fascism. You know, Zoran, immediately after Trump's election, went out and talked to Trump voters, people who'd never voted for Trump before, black and brown people in working class neighborhoods, didn't vilify them, just listened to them. I talked to Zoran for the first time a week after Trump's election, and what he said to me was, everything is broken for people. Like, the elevator in their public housing hasn't been fixed for 10 months. Nothing is working, so it's so easy for someone like Trump to come along and be like, blame the immigrant, blame the unhoused person. And his entire campaign was about proving you actually meet people's real needs and raise the floor and say, okay, let's freeze the rent. Let's have free and fast buses. Let's have universal child care. Let's address that sense of scarcity and insecurity at its root. That it can pull people back from the fascist abyss. And he won tonight. He proved that that works, that message works. This movement, this is anti-fascism. And it is also the antithesis of fascism. Because fascists want everybody to be the same. They celebrate conformity, uniformity, sameness, hierarchy. Look at New York as the most unruly city. The entire campaign was a love letter to the diversity, linguistic, faith, cultural diversity of the city at a time when the Republicans never stop pouring hate onto cities and make people afraid of each other, right?
And this is Zoran Mamdani on election night addressing supporters who packed into the Brooklyn Paramount. He began his speech by quoting the late labor leader and socialist Eugene Debs. But Mamdani was introduced by his own field director, Tasha Von Auken.
The bravery that you all have shown, that this field operation carried across all five boroughs, is going to transform our city. What all 400 of us have accomplished has rewritten the possibilities of mass democratic action. And it doesn't stop tonight. We all know that we won't stop at electing Zoran. We will continue to fight to bring the affordable of New York City to life. So excited to do that with all of you. And now I'm so honored to introduce the person you've been waiting to hear. We've worked for many years to bring about change in New York City that it so urgently needs. He's been a friend, and he is the next mayor of the greatest city on earth, Zoran Mamdani.
The sun may have set over our city this evening, but as Eugene Debs once said, I can see the dawn of a better day for humanity. For as long as we can remember, the working people of New York have been told by the wealthy and the well-connected that power does not belong in their hands. Fingers bruised from lifting boxes on the warehouse floor, palms calloused from delivery bike handlebars, knuckles scarred with kitchen burns. These are not hands that have been allowed to hold power. And yet over the last 12 months, you have dared to reach for something greater. Tonight, against all odds, we have grasped it. The future is in our hands. My friends, we have toppled a political dynasty. Andrew Cuomo, only the best in private life. But let tonight be the final time I utter his name as we turn the page on a politics that abandons the many and answers only to the few. New York, tonight you have delivered. A mandate for change. A mandate for a new kind of politics. A mandate for a city we can afford. And a mandate for a government that delivers exactly that. On January 1st, I will be sworn in as the mayor of New York City. And that is because of you. So before I say anything else, I must say this. Thank you. Thank you to the next generation of New Yorkers who refuse to accept that the promise of a better future was a relic of the past. You showed that when politics speaks to you without condescension, we can usher in a new era of leadership. We will fight for you because we are you. Or as we say on Steinway, ana minkum wa ilaykum. Thank you to those so often forgotten by the politics of our city who made this movement their own. I speak of Yemeni bodega owners and Mexican abuelas, Senegalese taxi drivers and Uzbek nurses, Trinidadian line cooks and Ethiopian aunties. Yes, aunties. To every New Yorker in Kensington and Midwood and Hunts Point, know this. This city is your city, and this democracy is yours too. This campaign is about people like Wesley, an 1199 organizer I met outside of Elmhurst Hospital on Thursday night. A New Yorker who lives elsewhere, who commutes 2 hours each way from Pennsylvania because rent is too expensive in this city. It's about people like the woman I met on the BX33 years ago, who said to me, I used to love New York, but now it's just where I live. And it's about people like Richard, the taxi driver I went on a 15-day hunger strike with outside of City Hall, who still has to drive his cab 7 days a week. My brother, we are in City Hall now. Standing before you, I think of the words of Jawaharlal Nehru. A moment comes but rarely in history when we step out from the old to the new, when an age ends and when the soul of a nation long suppressed finds utterance. Tonight we have stepped out from the old into the new. So let us speak now with clarity and conviction that cannot be misunderstood about what this new age will deliver and for whom. This will be an age where New Yorkers expect from their leaders a bold vision of what we will achieve, rather than a list of excuses for what we are too timid to attempt. Central to that vision will be the most ambitious agenda to tackle the cost of living crisis that this city has seen since the days of Fiorella LaGuardia. An agenda that will freeze the rents for more than 2 million rent-stabilized tenants. Together, we will usher in a generation of change. And if we embrace this brave new course, rather than fleeing from it, we can respond to oligarchy and authoritarianism with the strength it fears, not the appeasement it craves. After all, if anyone can show a nation betrayed by Donald Trump how to defeat him, it is the city that gave rise to him. And if there is any way to terrify a despot, it is by dismantling the very conditions that allowed him to accumulate power. This is not only how we stop Trump, it's how we stop the next one. So, Donald Trump, since I know you're watching, I have four words for you. Turn the volume up. Too comfortable taking advantage of their tenants. We will put an end to the culture of corruption that has allowed billionaires like Trump to evade taxation and exploit tax breaks. We will stand alongside unions and expand labor protections because we know, just as Donald Trump does, that when working people have ironclad rights, the bosses who seek to extort them become very small indeed. New York will remain a city of immigrants, a city built by immigrants, powered by immigrants. And as of tonight, led by an immigrant. Trump, when I say this, to get to any of us, you will have to get through all of us. When we enter City Hall in 58 days, expectations will be high. We will meet them. A great New Yorker once said that while you campaign in poetry, you govern in prose. If that must be true, let the prose we write still rhyme and let us build a shining city for all. And we must chart a new path, as bold as the one we have already traveled. After all, the conventional wisdom would tell you that I am far from the perfect candidate. I am young, despite my best efforts to grow older. I am Muslim. I am a democratic socialist. And most damning of all, I refuse to apologize for any of this.
Zoran Mamdani speaking at his victory party on November 4th after he won the New York City mayoral race, defeating former Governor Andrew Cuomo. After his speech, Mamdani was joined on stage by his wife, Rama Duaji, and his parents, the filmmaker Mira Nair and Columbia University professor Mahmoud Mamdani. Zoran Mamdani will be sworn in on January 1st. And that does it for today's show. Democracy Now! Is produced with Mike Burke, Renee Feldstein, Augusta Messiah Rhodes, Nermeen Sheikh, Maria Tarasena, Nicole Salazar, Sarah Nasser, Tarina Nadura, Sam Alkoff, Tamari Astudio, John Hamilton, Rabbi Karen, Hani Massoud, and Safwat Nazal. Our executive director is Julie Crosby. Special thanks to Becca Staley, John Randolph, Paul Powell, Mike DeFilippo, Miguel Noguera, Hugh Grant, Carl Marxer, Dennis Moynihan, David Prude, Dennis McCormick, Matt Ely, Anna Ozbeck, Emily Anderson, Dante Turrieri, and Buffy St. Marie Hernandez. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Get ready for Listen Up. The Geography Student Union presents a night of live music starting at 5 p.m. on November 29th. At the Student Union Building Ballroom on SFU Burnaby campus, featuring Sleepy Gonzalez, The Lunchtime Band, and Tiger Really. Tickets are $15, available online or at the door while they last. Open to all ages and everyone.
What's up? This is Katie on the open mic.